passion, principles, politics. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
John Carlson here, Talk Radio 570 KVI. A wonderful column in the Seattle Times by Danny Westneat about the Bertha tunnel drilling mega project. He says, you know, the problems with Bertha tell us a lot about why people don't trust government. One of the things he points out is that as late as December 9th, Bertha supposedly tweeting, meaning the PR people at the Department of Transportation were tweeting, I'm working fine, but I've encountered an obstruction. I'll keep you posted. That's when it hit something, and there were all these issues about what it really hit and what it meant. And, of course, we now know that they knew almost instantly that they had hit a pipeline that was, or a pipe that had been buried there by the Department of Transportation.
It's cool to see this tunneler, Big Bertha, tweeting in the first person. It's kind of like talking to a professional athlete.
Yeah. Yes.
Richard Sherman's going to do what Richard Sherman's got to do.
So last Thursday, Todd Trepanier, who is the project's public manager, told a legislative committee, quote, about the actual state of this tunnel drilling machine. If it was your car and all your warning lights were on and you still needed to make a trip, would it be wise to make that trip? We're saying no. We're saying you've got to figure out why the warning lights are all on, close quote. To which Westneat said, wait a minute, what's this? All the warning lights? Bertha was supposed to be blocked by something. Now she sounds like my 31-year-old Volvo. Then he says, on top of that, Transportation Secretary Lynn Peterson said the state had serious doubts about the Bertha drill's, quote, operations and critical systems since the day it started. He says, now the sudden change in tone is owing partly to the government and its contractors jockeying to sue one another over delays and cost overruns. It's early in the game to be playing to the lawyers. The tunnel's only 10% drilled. He said, but the unsettling feeling around town isn't just that there might be some engineering problems with the tunnel or with Bertha. It's that the story keeps changing so much. Say, why say that Bertha is fine, then imply she's not, and that you suspected she wasn't all along? Why do you say you don't know what the drill may have hit when you knew at a minimum that it hit a steel pipe? He says, and this is a great line, these obfuscations are maddening because there's no apparent purpose for them. Close quote. Yeah, there is reason for it, Danny. And you make reference to it later on, but it really deserved more prominent mention, which is the only thing wrong with this column. The rest of it's really good. This is all about eliminating Bertha as an obstacle to getting a gas tax increase. The number one priority for the Department of Transportation is to get all obstacles out of the way so they can make a stronger case for raising your gas tax 11 to 11 and a half cents a gallon. It's hard to do that when you've got these problems with I-90 and the cost overruns, when you've got these problems over on 520, which has exhausted its contingency fund and now needs tens of millions more dollars. When you have ferry boat runs being canceled because unionized workers call in sick and they aren't able to get another crew, or aren't able to get enough people there for the sailing to go on. When you're in an environment like that, why on earth would people be willing to part with more money in higher gas taxes? They don't want to give a vote of confidence. These guys don't need a vote of confidence. They need to be checked and balanced. We'll talk about it again in 20 short hours.
Bye-bye.
Adios. Are you serious?
I am serious. Adios.